Oh, no one ever thinks about the crew below the decks. They're drinking and they're partying and having lots of sex. They cook and clean and serve the rich with a smile all day. But when the richies leave the ship, the yachties get to play. Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. We're heading up the gangplank and going down below. Bravo!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, gang. Welcome back to another Gangplank Report. It is time for the OG with KG, my personal ACE inhibitor to bring my blood pressure down after these shows. Kathy Gilmore. Hey, Kath, how are you?
How are you? Yeah, craziness last night. I have to say now I'm just like kind of laughing about the whole thing because it's so bizarre. The whole episode was so crazy that I feel like all I can do is laugh about it now.
I just rewatched, so I'm not there.
Yeah. Obviously, the big news, the A storyline, is Sandy and Fraser with a little hint of Rachel and a big splash of Alyssa in there.
Yeah.
As far as everybody else goes, not much to talk about. Let's get them out of the way. Ross had to mention he's a sex addict again.
Yeah.
So drink if you have that. Katie. At least she came out and said, I know this is just a fling or whatever. But yeah, we all think she can do better.
Yeah.
But not much choice on the boat if you're deciding to just have a boat manse for TV. I mean, for love.
Right?
For love. And then the two boys, the cropped cut trio of boys there, Tyler, Ben, and Tony. Not much to report there, except we did get some comic relief every time Tony got hurt last night.
Yeah.
Where he screamed Spanish things that were really funny. Yeah. So I don't know. I wish we had more of that light and laughter in there.
Agreed.
As well as Haley. Haley was almost all but absent from our screen last night. But yeah, that's how it goes with the show with a big cast like that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even pick out any of the guests on the lineup today because it was so cuckoo pants, everything that happened. Did they even get to the guests? Yes, they did. I just had no recollection of it.
I remember them in the car talking about Brazilian butt lifts, but that's about all I remember.
Yeah. And you know what? They seemed like they were a fun, entertaining group and would provide some funny sound bites, but that's not what we got last night.
Right.
As Tony said about a couple people, it was like a cheap telenovela last night, all around, I think. Yeah. But let's get into it. We picked up where we left off last week, and next week we'll pick up where we left off this week to be continued.
It's like number 9, I think. It's so ridiculous.
I know, it's so stupid. It's a continuing series. Stop to be continuing things. Oh my God, makes me nuts. That part made me the most nuts, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sandy, I feel like we're a bit on the same page, although we may have a couple of little side argues here. But Sandy, what in the holy hell is your problem with Fraser?
I want a specific example. That's what I need.
I want a specific example. Yeah. Now, I get, as I think we all do if you've watched the show and you've ever had a job in your life, some things where Fraser is not doing things correctly.
Oh, yeah.
As a manager, as an employee, these are my big points with Fraser that I'll say. Is you cannot, we addressed this last week, when your boss tells you to do something, especially on a boat, you just freaking do it. Don't back chat. You can go back to her later and ask to speak with her and be like, hey, I just wanted to clarify A, B, C. And the other thing you can't do is what Fraser did, which he admits, for all the inexplicable Fraser haters out there, he did admit that he was wrong to sit there and bitch about Sandy to Alyssa and the rest of the crew. He didn't see it early enough, as to what drama that would cause, because by Fraser pissing and moaning about Sandy to that extent, it gives someone like Alyssa the green light to be a total twat about her.
I agree.
It like gave Alyssa permission to be insubordinate, and that's not, that ain't cool, man.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and he could be tougher on the staff. We all know this for crying out loud, but that doesn't make him a bad manager or a bad chief stew. It just means there's some room for improvement there.
Yeah.
So those are things I believe that Fraser has done incorrect. And what happened with Sandy was she had like such an outsized reaction to everything. It just makes me wonder, like, it took her 5 seasons to get that way with Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Fraser gets one trip, one charter.
Yeah.
What the hell? It's just so bizarre.
I honestly feel like a lot of this, like you said last week, she's mad at Alyssa and she's taking it out on Fraser.
Yeah.
The other dynamic I feel like is Rachel is telling Sandy her opinions about her conversations with Fraser. Fraser never said, I'm not going to change my management style.
No.
But Rachel said, he said he's not going to change his management style. So in that telephone game, Sandy's looking at it like he's not going to change. He's not going to listen to my instructions, even though they're not her instructions, because Fraser doesn't know she's sending in Rachel undercover.
Yeah, it's very bizarre to me for somebody that has a management thing and a failed speaking tour that the expert, the second that her and Fraser started butting heads a little bit, that is when Sandy should have had him to the wheelhouse and been like, listen, this is my problem, A, B, and C, and then fix it.
Right.
And if he still didn't fix it, then okay, that's when you have the whole fish in the head mafia bull crap conversation.
Yeah.
But we never got to that point. And she's so passive aggressive. The one thing that really got me mad was like when Fraser was confirming the time of departure.
Same time.
Same time. Wicked snotty. I was like, Sandra, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Sandra Yawn, knock it off.
She had so many moments that just rankled me.
Yeah.
Part of it, I had a boss who was just like her.
We've all had a Sandy in our lives, for sure. Yeah. I think we've said it before, too. It's like she's mad at B, so she lashes out about A. And with the whole Hannah situation, which has been talked about ad nauseum, if she had just not kind of go psychotic on her, Hannah would have flamed herself out.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandy wouldn't have come off looking like such a jerk about the whole thing. True. And that's what we're seeing with Fraser. The difference is she thought she was going to do the Hannah thing with Fraser, but she didn't understand the whole situation.
Yeah.
It's bananas to me, her outsized freaking reaction to everything.
Everything is such a superlative with her. Everything's the worst or has zero respect. Nothing is down the middle. And what you were saying about Hannah, maritime law from that argument, Sandy couldn't admit it was personal with Hannah.
Right.
So it had to go to maritime law.
Right.
She can't admit that this time it's personal with Alyssa and what she said. And so instead of maritime law, she's made this season about lack of respect for hierarchy.
Right. Which is not what it is. Fraser, though, he's seeing like him explaining his train of thought as explaining his train of thought in that process rather than what it looks like to Sandy and to me, which is him just like backtalk excuse, right? So he does respect the chain of command. I mean, you have to respect the chain of command, but you have to earn the respect as just a person. And Sandy, I don't see how she would expect any of the interior to respect her. They respect the title, but not her.
Yeah.
And with good freaking reason.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. She says that they don't need to respect her as a person, but it makes her mad. And that's why she spirals out of control.
Yep. She wants to be liked. She wants to be loved. She wants to be worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And it's gross to see. And even about now, she's doing that small stuff too. Like, Fraser, stop breathing.
Yeah.
You're bothering me.
What'd you think about the volleyball thing?
Oh my God. That's so stupid. Now, again, Sandy was not wrong. Fraser did not want to do it.
No.
And he used that as an excuse. We can all see that clear as day. Fraser even said it. But for her to like team building and then dress him down as an individual in front of everybody else after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
What is your problem? And Fraser made a mistake from the beginning. He knew that that was mandatory, that event, that activity. Of course she's going to tell you to wake up Alyssa. Why not wake her up and then said, listen, Alyssa wasn't into it, but I got her. She'll be ready in a minute.
Yeah.
I thought that was bizarre on Fraser's behalf. Why do you assume that it's not mandatory, Fraser? You know that it is. Go get her. But again, he's trying to be like the nice guy or whatever, and it's to his own detriment. And then the volleyball thing. I mean, calm down, Sandy. This wasn't exactly like Top Gun. Right. Volleyball.
Yeah. Honestly, now that you're saying that, I watched it twice. I didn't realize when she first said it in the tip meeting that it was compulsory. I didn't.
Yeah.
Because there are times when they go off and do things as a group and people hang back. So I didn't realize it was. I understand.
They've never done that with the captain, though, have they? Actually, they did with Lee's. One something, the elephant thing.
Yeah.
But no, the captain says we're all doing this and it's a team building. In what universe don't you just assume that that means everybody has to be involved with it? At least I assume the captain is saying we are all doing this activity.
Yeah.
We're all doing that activity.
Yeah, we're going to go play volleyball. I just didn't get it. And maybe it's because I think of team building as those obstacle courses or like she said, a canyoning trip or like actual trips, not playing a sport. Not everybody is a sports person.
No. Yeah, I thought that was a miscue on her part. Again, it seemed to just set up, like, let me pick this activity that the interior is not going to be good at.
Yeah. Haley made me laugh. She's like, I think I've been outside twice in 2 years.
I love her so much. Yes, like after they worked all day and the day the charter guests get off, that's not the time to do something like that. Maybe she should have had them all go on a little sunset trip together or something. There's many other activities she could have chosen to bond people, but it was team building in a way because the entire interior team, except for Rachel, hates her guts. So that really did bring them together in a nice way. Maybe not the way she intended, but it really did bring them together.
Yeah.
It was just bizarre. And he showed her the wound and all that.
Did you think that she had him take the Band-Aid off?
No.
Okay.
I think him being so full of insecurities now is like, see, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why the hell did he take it off? It's not supposed to get dirty.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't supposed to get sand in it. I was like, why would you take that off? So that's why I thought, and that's, honestly, that's my Sandy bias showing because I would assume that she would force him to do that.
And by the way, once again, she is correct. If somebody's having an issue that requires a medic to come on board, she should be informed of that.
All right. Tony got stung. Tony's had multiple injuries and didn't report any of them. I get it.
Didn't have a medic come on board about it, though.
And no, but he put garlic on it. But what if it got infected?
Then he would go to the bosun or the captain and be like, hey, I need to see a medic. You have a medic come on board and Sandy doesn't know about it. Yeah. That's a whole like insurance. That's a big deal. Somebody getting injured on the job that they have to have a.
I see your point on that. I just also see that he's a head of department, so he doesn't have to get a request like that approved like Haley did. Haley had to ask to have a medic. Fraser's got a hotline directly to there and called him himself.
Yeah. But yeah, he needs to tell his supervisor, he needs to tell the captain of the boat, my opinion, especially you know her, Fraser, you've watched the show, you know her, you know what happened to Hannah, you know, there's a big old protocol that she's into protocol, and that is a protocol. If I got hurt on the job, which I have before, and I have working on a boat, I've told the captain.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you have to for paperwork and the whole Coast Guard form. There's a whole thing you have to do with it. So, yeah, for it to be serious enough to bring in a medic, I just think that was a poor call on Fraser's part. And it wouldn't have been such a big deal if Sandy wasn't being such a twat about everything.
That's the other thing, because other people brought that up too, that he hadn't said anything to her. And my thing is, she had just told him to shut up the day before. That doesn't really encourage communication. If he can handle something on his own, I can see him handling it on his own to not have to speak to her, because he's not in a place where he wants to speak to her.
Sure.
I get your point, but I also understand his side of it too.
And I understand that as well. And for other things, sure. But like a medical professional having to come on board is a huge deal. Yeah. And the captain needs to know about that. But I see your point. Yeah, like he's probably afraid to put one wonky foot out of line with her.
Right. Yeah. For all he knows, she can use it as an excuse to say that he can't do his job and you're out. you know?
True. Very true. I mean, that's a big concern there.
Yeah.
But then I would have just sucked it up and not called the medic. But he only called the medic to see if it would get him an exemption. Let's not, in our love of Fraser, let's not gloss over facts, you know? We have a lot of reasons to not like Sandy, but that's why I like to be truthful, right? About the things that are actually happening.
Yeah.
There's enough to hang this woman on. And it really, I feel like annoyed because I feel like snowed by her, because I was starting to like her.
That's where I'm at too. I'm almost doubling down. I'm almost madder than I was in the Hannah situation. And I tweeted about this today too. Alyssa bugs the crap out of me. She does. But she isn't what got me irate last night. I expect that. And with her, you know that if a crew member gets too far out of line, they're gone. And you'll have that justice.
Yeah.
She's got no power in the situation. Sure, she thinks she has power because she's second stew, but she has no power on that boat. Sandy, on the other hand, has absolute power on that boat, and there will be no ramifications for her for any of this crap. She can lie. She can say stuff she thinks that isn't true and make that a narrative, and there's not going to be any repercussions for her with Bravo, in my opinion.
Well, no.
That's why I get frustrated.
Yeah, she's the captain, so whatever she says goes.
Right.
So this ain't a normal job situation where maybe she would have a board of directors over her or something like that. No, she's the captain. If the captain, you know, taking away the TV part of it, it's the captain and then the owners of the boat. If the owners of the boat like the captain, then the captain doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. And I think that with her covering for Captain Lee, that becomes a problem with the audience as well, because they know there's an alternative there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're like, get her off the boat. Where's Lee? Get him back.
Yeah, very true. I mean, Lee wouldn't have known pretty much anything that was going on. Certainly wasn't going to make him play volleyball. That's for damn sure. Yeah, it's interesting. And then the whole Alyssa and then Sandy stewed about it. Huh, no pun intended.
Yeah.
All night. And then decided, obviously, right, she's being fired is what we're all gleaning. And I don't know. It's interesting to me that she spent all night seemingly thinking about Alyssa when really you don't have any remorse whatsoever about any interaction with Fraser.
None. She doesn't.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Guilt-free. Completely. She has no remorse about it. She thinks she had every right to say every single thing she said.
Yep.
I was confused a little bit, and maybe you can help me out. She called Ross up, went over something about the anchor, and then said, oh, I need you to stay.
You're right. As a witness.
As a witness. Okay. We both know there was no witness with Camille.
Which we talked about.
We talked about it.
We talked about it. We said, why wasn't Fraser in that wheelhouse?
You said that's HR 101.
Yep.
There should have been somebody, and you even pointed out that Captain Lee has had witnesses in the past.
Yep.
So we've already talked about that on here. Why is Ross the chosen person?
Yeah.
Sandy's worried about this FU to her of saying Sandy and then correcting to Captain Sandy. Is this an FU to Fraser saying, I'm having Ross in this meeting, even though you're the head of the department of the person I'm firing?
So that's interesting. And I thought about this actually last night, because that, of course, I noticed that right away. Like, oh, she's bringing Ross. I wonder why. Now, I think it could be seen as two ways, quite honestly. One way, yeah, it's an FU to Fraser. In her mind, Fraser's not managing his department very well. He's too lenient on them. She thinks him and Alyssa are BFFs. She's worried about bias, maybe, on the witnesses part, let's say. So maybe that's it. And Ross is the bosun. So he's a higher in command person on the boat. So maybe it's that. What I think it is, and what we all know it is, yeah, that it is just an FU Fraser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
It felt like, if there had been consistency, if she had had someone in the meeting with Camille, then it wouldn't have hit me as wrong.
Right.
But to not have someone, and then to have someone who's not even in the department, it felt passive aggressive. It felt like, screw you. I'm trusting Ross with this. And it was funny, Bob B, because I asked, why was Ross there, not Fraser? And Bob B came back and said, he's a neutral party. And I'm like, have you seen the way he looks at her chest? He's anything but neutral.
Oh God, I haven't noticed that at all. Yeah. But I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think Bob's right. He is a neutral party. Fraser's too involved, invested in the interior, and Ross is second in command. I wonder, I mean, at this point, Sandy doesn't know that he's banging one of his subordinates. She's never had a problem with that on the deck team, has she?
No. I've seen that brought up too, that Ross is having sex with a subordinate, but Fraser is the bad department head.
Although I have to say, and again, like, it's that there's so many intricacies because they live and work together. Ross is a great bosun, despite what he's, you know, the games he's playing with Katie. It hasn't affected the deck team at all.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't want to hold Captain Sandy to a standard that I don't hold other captains to.
Right.
And it's not been a thing to have relationships. Malia and Wes had a relationship.
Right.
It's not been a thing in the past for other captains, to my knowledge, either. So as long as it doesn't affect the work on the boat.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't, I think that's the general rule of thumb. So, and I think Lee would tell you that, considering he, you know, married his chief stew or whatever.
Right.
But honestly, I really think it was mainly Ross is not in that department. So that's why he was the witness. I really think so. I think it's more to do with conflict of interest.
Yeah. Okay.
For that. But, you know, why am I giving her the benefit of the doubt? I don't know, except I really want to try to be neutral and not just blindly cheerlead Fraser.
That's your gig, because I am no longer neutral with her. I cannot be objective. She has pushed my buttons way too
Listen,
many times.
I want her gone. I do. Let's make that crystal clear.
Yeah.
I want her gone.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see. I think we got a couple more, though, with her. Oh, but yeah, that's our not so hot takes on everything. I think we're pretty much in line with what I would think everybody else is on this.
Yeah, I saw a few outliers. I saw a few people say that Fraser is awful and Sandy was right. I saw people thanking Sandy, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
We're just seeing it two different ways.
Yeah.
That's all well and good. We don't mind it.
Nope, not at all.
I do have to say, I was thinking she was just going to scold her at first and show what the boundaries were, but now it does seem like she's getting fired.
Oh no, I knew that the second she wanted a witness.
Okay.
That was the end.
Yeah.
Because she's had many conversations with her privately, and it's the second she wanted a witness.
Yeah. Well, we shall see next week. It'll be a relief, I think, to maybe get a little more Tyler and Haley time before they can fill in. It sucks to do right before a charter. So We'll see how that affects the team. Apparently, the last charter went really well. 23,000 is a great tip.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it throws Fraser off his game now that he's finally trying to reset.
I don't think it will. I think he'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
Because throughout all of this stuff, Alyssa has been the real problem.
Yeah, agreed. All right. Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you all for listening. We will catch you next week for more drama. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thanks.
Special thanks to our friends who helped us create Gangplank Report. Down Below music and lyrics by Angel Twitter Frail and Terry Abbott. Performed by Lorelei of Florida. Production assistance by Michael Castaneda. OG with KG. Contributor Kathy Gilmore. Now, walk the plank, you scallywags, so I can have me a clap of thunder. Bravo!